大家好，
Hello, everyone.
欢迎来到渔翁聊教育。
Welcome to Fisherman's Chat about Education.
前天，
Yesterday,
中央纪委国家监委发布通报，中南大学原校长。
The Central Commission for Discipline Inspection of the Communist Party of China, CCDI, has issued a statement revealing that the former president of Central South University,
中国工程院院士张瑶学被开除公职。通报中
The official announcement regarding the removal of Zhang Yixu, a Chinese Academy of Engineering academician, from his public office,
除了丧失
in addition to loss,
理想信念
ideology,
背弃
abandon,
初心使命等常用表述以外，
besides initial purpose and mission, other common expressions include
还提到
It also mentioned that
张瑶学在授予学术称号
Zhang Yao, a student, was awarded an academic title
荣誉表彰等工作中
In the work of honoring and recognizing
为他人谋取利益
To benefit others
并收受财物，助长
and receive financial support
学术领域不正之风和腐败问题
academic corruption and corruption
去年10月17日
October 17th last year
张瑶学被调查
Zhang Yao was investigated
当年
still
他获得国家自然科学一等奖的旧事
He won the National Natural Science First Prize, a rescue,
又成为网络热议的话题
also known as trending topics on the internet.
2015年
2015,
张瑶学获得国家自然科学一等奖时
Zhang Yao, who won the National Natural Science First Prize,
就引发了广泛质疑
This has raised widespread concerns.
国家自然科学奖是中国自然科学领域的最高奖项。
The National Natural Science Award is the highest award in the field of natural science in China.
它的前身是中国科学院科学奖。
Its predecessor was the Chinese Academy of Sciences Science Award.
1956年第一次颁发。获奖人是华罗庚。
In 1956, the first award was given to Hugh Liu,
吴文俊和钱学森。之后
，After Wu Wenjun and Kiern Zusen,
这一奖项停办。1982年
，This award was discontinued in 1982.
这一奖项更名为国家自然科学奖。
This award has been renamed the National Natural Science Award.
这一年的获奖人是陈景润。
The winner this year is Chen Jingrun.
李四光等科学家。
Li Si Guang et offers scientifics.
科技界和计算机界普遍认为
It is widely believed in the field of science and technology and the field of computer science that
张瑶学的理论贡献并没有达到国家自然科学一等奖典型标准。
Zhang Yao's theoretical contributions did not meet the typical standards for the National Natural Science First Prize.
从2000年到2014年
From 2000 to 2014,
国家自然科学奖一等奖
The first level National Natural Science Award has been vacant for 9 consecutive years.
空缺了九届，九届空缺。
It is a very precious award to be awarded the National Natural Science First Prize.
足以见得国家自然科学一等奖是弥足珍贵的。
However,
然而
Bang Yuxu's transparent computing project won the first prize in the field of natural sciences, but it has been widely questioned.
张瑶学的透明计算获得自然科学一等奖，却遭受了广泛质疑。
In 2015, when receiving the award,
2015年获奖时，
the South China University of Technology's position on transparent computing is to extend the next computing era, which will create $80 billion in value.
中南大学给透明计算的定位是扩展冯诺依曼架构，代表下一个计算时代，将创造80000亿产值。
However, industry experts disagree.
但是业内专家并不认同。
Now, 11 years have passed.
如今11年过去了。
Transparent computing has been forgotten.
透明计算已经被遗忘了。
In the past, it was said that the goal was to solve the problem of national network security and the control of operating systems.
当年说要解决国家网络安全和操作系统受制于人的问题。
It also became empty talk.
也成了空话。
In terms of trillion yuan output,
所谓万亿元产值。
This also became the joke in the tech world.
更是成了科技圈的笑柄。
The controversial project was able to win the National Natural Science First Prize.
那个争议巨大的项目之所以能够获得国家自然科学一等奖。
Perhaps it's because Zhang Yao has been serving as the director of the Department of Science and Technology of the Ministry of Education for a long time.
也许就是因为张瑶学长期担任教育部科技司司长。
Director of the Department of Higher Education.
高教司司长。
The judges at the time.
当时的评审专家。
The judges could all be his old acquaintances.
项目评委可能都是他的老熟人。
Perhaps some people have also received his praise and recognition.
也许有些人还曾经受过他的提携。通报中
This phrase is used in awarding academic titles.
那句在授予学术称号。
Awards and recognition, as well as other activities that benefit others,
荣誉表彰等工作中为他人谋取利益。
This may indicate some problems.
可能就说明了一些问题。
In addition,
此外
people also have doubts about the identity of Zhang Yao's teacher who won the award.
人们对张瑶学获奖时的身份也有质疑。
Zhang Yao, who won the National Natural Science First Prize, entered the winner's name in the winner's name field.
张瑶学获得国家自然科学一等奖时，获奖人身份一栏。
The person is a professor at Tsinghua University.
填写的是清华大学教授。
Regarding this,
对此
，Zhang Yao explained that.
张瑶学的解释是
In 2014, only research results obtained before 2011 could be declared.
2014年只能申报2011年之前取得的科研成果。
2011.
2011年
He is still a professor at Tsinghua University.
他还是清华大学的教授。
2015.
2015年
When Zhang Yao learned that her transparent computing project had won the first prize in the National Natural Science Award,
张瑶学的透明计算获得国家自然科学一等奖时
The China Association for Computer Professionals has issued a statement.
中国计算机协会就公开发文
call for government to withdraw from technology award judging.
呼吁政府退出科技奖项评审。
Let academics return to academics.
让学术回归学术。
Although this statement was withdrawn 2 days later.
虽然两天后这个声明就撤了稿。
However, industry experts all understand that.
但是业内人士都明白。
This is a euphemism used by industry professionals.
这是业内人士委婉。
But the clear and outspoken protests.
但态度鲜明的集体抗议。
This is about the interference of administrative power in academic review.
抗议行政权力对学术评审的干预。
Actually,
其实
Kang Yao has only spent 7 years working as a full-time academic researcher.
张瑶学全职进行学术研究工作的时间只有7年。
Also, these 7 years were not consecutive.
而且这7年也并不连续。
From 1995 to 1997.
1995年至1997年
Ang Yao studied at the Ministry of Electronics.
张瑶学在电子工业部挂职副司长。
Since 1999.
从1999年起
Kang Yao was appointed as Deputy Director of the Department of Science and Technology of the Ministry of Education.
张瑶学升任教育部科技司副司长
Director
司长
Positions of Director and other senior officials
高教司司长等职务
2007
2007年
Kang Yao was elected as an academician of the Chinese Academy of Engineering.
张瑶学当选为中国工程院院士。
2011
年
Kang Yao becomes the president of South China University of Technology.
张瑶学任中南大学校长。
Retired in 2017.
2017年退休。
Kang Yao's fall again proved a fact.
张瑶学落马再次证明了一个事实。
A long-time education administrator.
一个长期担任教育行政官员的人。
Using your own rights.
利用自己手中的权力。
The academic resource review process has been turned into a tool for self-enrichment.
把学术资源、评审流程、奖项荣誉变成了他自己给自己贴金的工具。
Kang Yao, who served in the Ministry of Education for 10 years,
张瑶学在教育部任职10年
responsible for the academic review and degree awarding of all universities in the country,
掌管全国高校学术评审、学位
grant core rights such as project approval,
授予科研项目审批等核心权利。
Therefore,
因此
only by completely separating administrative power from academic research,
只有把行政权力从学术研究领域彻底剥离。
Those who are truly dedicated to scientific research,
那些真正埋头做科研的人
Only then can you gain respect
才能得到尊重
Research funding
科研经费
Only then can we produce genuine and valuable results
才能产出货真价实的硬核成果
Only then can we produce genuine and valuable results